thing is mine nonetheless. Something happens when you feel ownership. You no longer act like a spectator or a consumer because you're an owner. Faith is at its best when it's that way too. It's best lived when it's owned. I have a season pass to Disneyland, and I can take a train there anytime I want. If I want to take a friend, I have an old classic motorcycle with a sidecar, a Harley-Davidson Springer Softail. I keep it in the garage for special occasions. It's the kind of motorcycle you'd see in a picture under the title Whimsy in the encyclopedia. It's cool, it's blue, and it's loud. I like riding it because I'm fully engaged while getting from here to there. I also like that I can bring a friend along as well. When I pass by people, they smile because they've never seen a sidecar, but I can tell they were wishing they were a passenger. Whimsy is a lot that way. It needs to be fully experienced to be fully known. Whimsy doesn't care if you're the driver or the passenger. All that matters is that you're on your way. Here's a strange truth I've noticed. Almost everyone knows about Tom Sawyer Island at Disneyland, but most people don't go. Maybe it's because it's surrounded by water and you have to take a raft to get there. But it's really not that tough to do. Lots of people want to go. Some people even plan to go. But most forget or just don't get around to it. It's one of those we'll get to that next trip kinds of places for a lot of people. Tom Sawyer Island is like most people's lives, I think. They never get around to crossing over to it. Living a life fully engaged and full of whimsy and the kind of things that love does is something most people plan to do, but along the way, they just kind of forget. Their dreams become one of those we'll get to it next time deferrals. The sad thing is, though, for many people, there's no next time because passing on the chance to cross over is an overall attitude towards life rather than a single decision. They need a change of attitude, not more opportunities. There are no admission requirements at Tom Sawyer Island. Doesn't matter how tall or short you are, old or young, religious or not. There are no lines at Tom Sawyer Island. It can be whatever you want it to be. You can do countless things there. Most of them involve running and jumping and using your creativity and imagination. It's a place where you can go and just do stuff. In that way, it's a place that mirrors life well, at least the opportunity to do much with our lives. From my office at Tom Sawyer Island, I have a fantastic perch to look around and see how a sea of people live. Tom Sawyer Island isn't a ride. It's not just about distraction or thrills, and it's not the kind of place you go to be entertained either. It has all the potential you bring to it, nothing more, nothing less. To find out just how much that is, all you have to do is show up. You don't need a plan, you just need to be present. Somewhere in each of us, I believe there's a desire for a place like Tom Sawyer Island, a place where the stuff of imagination, whimsy, and wonder are easy to live out, not just think about or put off until next time. This is a weighty thing to think about on my island, but I often consider what I'm tempted to call the greatest lie of all time. And that lie can be bound up in two words, someone else. On Tom Sawyer Island, I reflect on God, who didn't just choose someone else to express his creative presence to the world, who didn't tap the rock star or the popular kids to get things done. He chose you and me. We are the means, the method, the object, and the delivery vehicles. God can use anyone, for sure. If you can shred on a Fender or one best personality, you're not disqualified. It just doesn't make you more qualified. You see, God usually chooses ordinary people like us to get things done. As I sit on my island, it becomes clear that we need to stop plotting the course and instead just land the plane on our plans to make a difference by getting to the do part of faith. That's because love is never stationary. In the end, love doesn't just keep thinking about it or keep planning for it. Simply put, love does. Chapter 1. I'm with you. I used to want to fix people, but now I just want to be with them. When I was in high school, I met a guy named Randy. Randy had three things I didn't have: a Triumph motorcycle, a beard, and a girlfriend. It just didn't seem fair. I wanted all three in ascending order. I asked around and I found out Randy didn't even go to high school. He just hung out there. I had heard about guys like that and figured I should keep my distance, so I did. Later, I heard that Randy was a Christian and worked for an outfit called Young Life. I didn't know much about any of that stuff, but it helped explain the beard and